the special master appointments. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department appealing the appointment of the independent third party to review the evidence seized from former President Trump's home.
DOJ asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against a lower court judge's appointment of a special master in former President Trump's document case, saying she didn't have the authority to appoint one in the first place. This comes after the Supreme Court declined this week to intervene in the matter, as the Trump legal team had asked. The 11th Circuit had said the FBI could continue their criminal investigation into allegations of mishandling classified documents while a special master was involved in sorting through documents that may have fallen under attorney-client or what Trump's team is arguing is executive privilege, though there are questions about whether executive privilege even applies here.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina have released the recordings of some of the 911 calls made after Thursday evening's mass shooting there began.
Mom and I are at home, and we heard some shots outside, and I looked out my window, and there's the neighbor is on the ground, I think.
That woman telling operators she saw what appeared to be two people who'd been shot. Five people died, including an off-duty Raleigh police officer. Police say they've not yet determined a motive. The 15-year-old suspect remains in critical condition. Charles Manson follower Patricia Krenwinkel will not be paroled. Governor Gavin Newsom has overruled a parole board's decision to free her, saying she is still a threat to the public. Krenwinkel was convicted for the murder of actress Sharon Tate and four other people in 1969. She's now 74. Scientists are keeping an eye on Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano, saying it's in a state of heightened unrest after a series of earthquakes around the volcano Friday, the largest reaching magnitude 5.0. Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 403 points, NASDAQ down 327. The S&P 500 closed 86 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The White House is insisting President Biden's economic policies are working despite several unfavorable reports this week.
Friday, the Commerce Department reported retail sales were unexpectedly flat in September. Households cutting back on buying cars, appliances, and electronics amid stubbornly high inflation and rising interest rates. Thursday, new data showed inflation jumped 8.2% from last year, largely driven by rising food, energy, and housing costs. And Wednesday, the producer price index showed a strong indication inflation has not peaked. Biden's critics blame his spending.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. A prosecutor in Florida is asking for an investigation after one of the jurors said she felt threatened by another juror during the deliberations in the penalty phase of school shooter Nicholas Cruz's trial. Governor Ron DeSantis saying,
whatever legal process they have and legal tools they have available, I think they should use it, because I do think it was a miscarriage of justice.
The jury recommended life in prison for Cruz rather than the death penalty. Sharp criticism for a restaurant in Maryland that stayed open even after a body was discovered in the restroom.
The manager of Jasper's restaurant in Largo, Maryland, admits they might have made a mistake for staying open while the body of a woman remained in her restroom for several hours Wednesday.
And then you realize maybe we were wrong.
Miguel Perea says they were trying to respect the privacy of the dead woman's family. Medics say the woman likely died of a heart attack. A police report indicates the restaurant was full and customers were still being seated while the body remained in the women's restroom for 2 hours until the coroner arrived. The restaurant has since issued an apology to customers. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs, the Phillies beat the Braves 9-1. The Guardians beat the Yankees in New York 4-2 to even the AL Division Series at a game apiece. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.